Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Daily would be happy. It's National Saxophone Day on a Bad Choice Friday.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Sax. The choices Wham and Careless Whisper, which Taryn can do. And Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street. Mike, how was the voting?
It was actually pretty good, Miles. It was a good day of voting, and I just want to put my money on it right now that 9 months from now there's going to be a whole lot of babies being made because we got a little Jerry Rafferty and some Baker Street on a Bad Choice Friday.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Friday. The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, Armageddon. The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, The Jimmys,
Kimmel and Fallon,
Stephen Colbert, Writers, or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, the title is Guys Have Teams and Talents and Writers. Something to come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Voter turnout was stronger than expected in Kentucky, particularly since Kentucky wasn't holding elections. State officials had to tell people the polls were closed because Kentucky doesn't vote until 2026. So next time you're fighting with somebody on the internet, just know they might be from Kentucky.
Colbert.
Smith!
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, that is dumb.
They're incredibly stupid.
It was only one state.
Right. That's
it. And only one state had to make a statement to say the polls are closed. They're not open.
Yeah, the governor had to explain to the people of Kentucky, you're not voting for anything. You stop going to the... Because there were bits... Hey, my polling place is closed. They're like, yeah.
You can't vote for the mayor of New York.
Yeah.
Just,
or the governor of Virginia.
Lord of the Rings star Elijah Wood recently crashed a Hobbit-themed wedding taking place at a former filming location in New Zealand. Everyone was excited to see him until he stole the ring and chucked it into a volcano.
Valid.
Colbert.
Myers.
Lord of the Rings star Elijah Wood recently crashed a Hobbit-themed wedding taking place at a former filming location in New Zealand. Everyone was excited to see him until he stole the ring and chucked it into a volcano.
It is a very nice video. I watched it last week.
What are they dressed like?
Exactly what you think
okay,
they are.
It's exactly what I
There's a couple people in the audience who are not dressed up.
But overwhelmingly?
Yes.
It's a Shire wedding, yes.
Credit to him. It blew their little dork minds.
I mean, I'm a dork for this stuff, and that was really dorky. I know. Hey, you know what? It's your wedding. You do you.
Yeah. Yep. The shutdown has already wreaked havoc on air travel, and that havoc is getting even a little reekier because air travel controllers aren't getting paid. As a result, many of them aren't showing up for work. So many, in fact, that the FAA is forcing airlines to cut 10% of their flights at the nation's busiest airports. Unfortunately, maybe time to try your new favorite airline, the bus.
Colbert.
The shutdown has already wreaked havoc on air travel, and that havoc is about to get even reekier because air traffic controllers aren't being paid, and as a result, many of them aren't showing up to work. So many, in fact, that the FAA is forcing airlines to cut 10% of their flights at the nation's busiest airports. So, yeah, unfortunately, maybe time to try your new favorite airline, the bus. You know their slogan, the bathroom door is stuck open.
I wasn't going to sing that part. And I'm not sure I got what jingle he was making fun of.
He's just basically saying that the rule is you're not supposed to take a dump back there.
Yeah.
So they keep the door open to keep people from
I know, but usually when he sings something, it's like part of a jingle, I know.
Right, some other jingle, yeah.
Hey, Colbert, don't sing just to sing. The makers of Oreos recently unveiled their Thanksgiving dinner-inspired cookies, which comes in 6 flavors, including turkey with gravy, pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, and weed in the driveway.
Seth Meyers.
Seth.
That's Seth.
The makers of Oreos recently unveiled their Thanksgiving dinner-inspired cookies, which come in 6 flavors, including turkey with gravy, pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, and weed in the driveway.
I don't care how old you get, there is something kind of fun about that sneaky little toke at a holiday outside.
Yes.
I don't sneak it.
Well, if you're hosting and you're an adult,
yeah.
I'm just saying, sometimes, and not recently, but I used to go to my buddy's parents' house, and it's that infamous Thanksgiving where I'm just feeling like crap or whatever, and like I could barely eat. I'm just pushing food around. Then finally, I was like, screw it, I'm going out back. Came back in, like, where is that pie?
Right.
All right, you guys want some drama from TV?
Sure.
All right, this has been going on for about a week now. I'm kind of waiting, so I'll give you the lead up and then the new thing. So here's the whole thing is that Millie Bobby Brown allegedly accused her on-screen father, David Harbour, of bullying and harassment. Now, none of this is sexual, which is good.
Right.
Which is bad. It sounds like he just had a really crappy temper.
Okay.
And would fly off the handle at people. There was an internal investigation over her claims. The outcome's unknown, but his estranged wife, Lily Allen, allegedly stood by him throughout it. But now they're going through an ugly breakup because I guess he cheated on her. So this comes out, right?
Okay.
So you're like, all right, there's a lot of news around it. Then there was a clip where somebody asked Millie Bobby Brown about her upcoming wedding and would David Harbour officiate? And she said, I don't know how I feel about that. Then she said Matthew Modine, who plays her papa on the show, could do it. He ends up doing it.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Right? So there was all this.
They're pretty tight, as far as I understand.
Yeah, and again, right, like, you got to keep in mind, too, who knows when this happened, but she's a teenage girl, right? I know, and look, things, whatever work environment, but especially when you're not in a, like, just 9-to-5 kind of job.
Sure.
Things can get different. Things can get emotional. It sounds like he is a bit of a, you know,
kid. Hothead, yeah.
Hothead, right? That's a good way to
put it. Something's not right.
Right. So, I mean, if you're screaming at a co-star, to me, already poor form. Like, sure. I'm just not a big screamer at people. But then, if she's a teenage girl, even if she's 19, you know, or 20, like, she might be 20.
She's 21 now. So right. She was a child.
So you can imagine how this went, right? So this has been the big talk the last couple weeks, right?
Okay.
Is there this and that? And then from today, you get earlier this, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's all this bullying and harassment. Last night, season 5 premiere. I guess it was awkward because they arrived together and posed for pictures, her and David.
Yeah, it'd be a little weird.
They also shared a video of Millie and David embracing while signing autographs. They seem really friendly and close. Now, on the same token, I would say this. There's a good chance she went and filed this report and said, dude, this guy is a maniac and he's screaming at me. Who knows? Maybe he went and talked to somebody, this or that. So it's feasible that they could be cool now.
Yeah, he might have apologized and said, you're right.
Yeah, well,
that was inappropriate.
That's right. All it takes.
Yeah. Right. Then people go, okay. Water under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's been the big gossip. But I guess now it doesn't matter. I don't know. Stranger Things. You know what? I do have a hot take on Stranger Things. Never watched the show. Played on a soccer team that was that theme, whatever.
Okay.
I know the song because it's everywhere. But have you seen Doritos now has a Stranger Thing pizza and Cool Ranch chips together?
I have not seen this, no.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the hot take. They're too spicy. The pizza flavored ones.
Oh my God.
I know. Mike, that bag I sent you on Saturday, that half bag of Doritos is still sitting on my coffee table.
Still hanging out.
And I love Doritos.
But you can't even eat the spicy ones. I accidentally bought those. That's too much.
Yeah. In a chip.
You haven't picked at it a little bit? Like, let me just go back in.
No. I opened it last night and I looked at them. I said, nope, not worth it.
Can you eat Tim's jalapeno?
Maybe one.
Okay. All right.
Is it
heartburn or does it burn your mouth? What is the?
I just think there's no reason to have spice in a chip.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Flaming Hot Cheetos? No way.
Oh, get real.
No. Those are terrible.
So, anyhow.
The taste is just bad.
Yeah, and everything's flaming hot now. I don't want it to be. Because then, like, somebody else came out with, like, a dill pickled something. Dill flavored. I love dill pickled stuff. That's like flaming hot dill pickle. It's like, God damn it.
That sounds gross. Flaming hot dill pickle.
Yeah.
Sounds like a weird sounds like a band, pickup line. Right?
Hey, sounds baby. Like a penis.
The flaming hot dill
sounds
pickle.
Sounds like a penis with an
on the
STD.
Main stage at a gay strip club.
Right.
All right. I got more hot goss, guys.
All right.
When's the last time you saw Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton together? According to the Stab tabloid, it was months ago. Because they're basically living separate lives.
Okay.
So-called source says a lot of people think the magic has started to wear off. They have been together for 10 years.
Yeah. That's what happens when you get married.
Yeah.
Magic wears off. Like, you're still very happy together, but it's like, it ain't magic. You're not shaving your legs. I didn't even brush my teeth before I kissed you, right?
You know how,
like,
all the tricks are. You know how to do them.
Yeah.
They're both music artists. They're out recording. They're touring.
She's doing a residency at the Sphere.
And she just extended it.
Correct.
6 or 7 dates.
Right, for no doubt. And then he's like, well, I like my ranch in Oklahoma. I'm staying here.
And he's doing a show. I mean, like, yeah, okay.
Right. Sorry, he doesn't want to just hang out in Vegas forever.
Working people.
They met on The Voice a decade ago. They got married in 2021.
That would be the hardest part for me about, if you are at that level, of doing a residency in Vegas.
What, just being away from...
You're in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
For weeks at a time. I mean, I'm sure there's great places to eat. You're not just living on the Strip.
Have you ever gone to Vegas and not stayed on the Strip?
Yeah, all the time. I stay in Fremont.
Well, all right. That's still, like, downtown.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying, like, stay out in, like, Henderson, because we did it. We went down there for F1. When you stay out in the suburbs, it's not nearly the same pull.
Right.
So I would imagine if you're doing a residency and you live out in Paradise or Henderson or something like that, like, you literally would go in for work and then leave.
I don't think those people are staying on the Strip.
I have friends who live down there and do that, and they love it. They love Vegas. I mean, it's hot, but they love it.
I'll tell you what, man. The development we were in, there was a little strip mall there. One of the best breakfast places I've ever been to in my life.
Really?
And then there was a cool little sports bar in there, too.
My buddy says you've never seen it rain like you've seen it rain in Vegas.
Really?
I mean, he said, when it comes down, it's like, he's like, you could take a bar of soap outside. Take a shower in it.
Yeah. Well, listen, when it rains in the desert, it's not good. Right?
Sure.
So, you know what I mean? At Burning Man one year, there was, not the year it was like bad, but I mean, it rained for like maybe an hour and I was like, we're going to die.
We're going to drown because the soil doesn't absorb into the water.
So like for Vegas, right, like that water can't go anywhere. You know, you look at, what was I going to say, when you go down to Scottsdale and stuff, they have all those like ditches or drainage
culverts.
Yeah. And like, it's like, why do they have those? And it's like, well, the like 10 days it does rain, you need those.
Yeah.
Or the whole city.
Same with L.A.
Yeah, L.A. I don't know if I can call him a local guy. He's a Washington State guy.
Okay.
He grew up in Washington State. Same Zach Top. All right, he's a country artist.
All right.
Very good. Has one of the best breakup songs of all time. He doesn't need her anymore, and he tell her he miss her, but he doesn't lie.
Jesus.
It's great. For somebody that hasn't been through a breakup in 10 years, I love a breakup song.
You're just ready to break up with somebody.
Just to play the song.
I guess.
Look, I just want to be with you so I can break up with you.
Yeah, I want this to hit different.
This won't last
right.
long.
Seriously, we're only going to go on 3 or 4 dates, then I'll break up with you. That's the only reason I'm doing this.
So anyhow, he was down in Missoula at the Grizzly, where Montana plays.
Okay, yeah.
Right? He's out on the field, and he's kicking field goals. If you don't know, on College Game Day on ESPN every Saturday, Pat McAfee will get out there and offer a college student $100,000, sometimes it's $200,000 to make, is it a 30-yard kick? Yeah, it's 30-yard field goal, which is tougher to do than people think.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, basically, he's just out there on the field having fun. He's like, McAfee, I got a 30-yard field goal set up here. If I make it, I want your tuition money just to have me on. Yeah, I don't want your money. Have me on the show. He wants to be on College Game Day.
Okay. Right.
And to his credit, he boots it through.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He definitely calls out Pat McAfee. Who knows? I can't imagine they're going to be back up here for a Washington game. They're certainly not going to the Palouse. Dude, look at their record. But if game day got up here, like, I think you could have Zach Top on.
Sure.
Why not? Speaking of which, you do have a lot of college ball on this weekend. I was going to say, you got some decent college hoops. I don't know. Some people are interested. The old Maryland-Georgetown rivalry is fired up tonight. I want to see your Huskies are on at 1:30 on Saturday. And then Seahawks back in town. The sun will be shining. Take it on the Arizona Cardinals. I will be there. And yes, I will take a beer from you.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. California town has a new ambassador, a miniature horse named Cookie. Meanwhile, a Minnesota man uses a chainsaw naked in his front yard, trying to get some neighbor Nookie. 7-Eleven worker has her face splattered with customer's chew. Iowa judge found a passed out while driving after drinking some brew. And a family finds the world's most venomous snake in their laundry basket. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. I love that face, Ted. Hold that energy.
Yeah.
We go to Minnesota where a man just can't do yard work anymore. Authorities got a call about the man as he was using a chainsaw to do a little work out in the front yard. They stopped by and issued him a citation after informing him of the complaint, but it wasn't because he was using a chainsaw at an unreasonable hour, wasn't because he was trimming something that he wasn't approved to or that he was dangerous. It's because he was, quote, chainsawing while butt-ass naked.
Oh!
That seems like a really bad idea, man.
Gets code.
He was charged for disorderly conduct, the main issue being the children that could and did pass by the home at some point during the day to see his big naked rear out there.
What is your motivation to do that?
You are trying to get at your neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sorry. I don't see any, you know, yeah, this is a free country. You can be naked in your yard, blah, blah, blah. You're doing that to get under your neighbor's skin. Clearly. Why? Did they earn it? That's up to discussion. You're doing this to get a rise out of somebody. Especially the front yard.
Chainsaw naked.
Even if you're just a nudist, like you don't just hang on the front yard. That.
Chainsaw naked.
Chainsaw naked.
That takes skill.
Yeah,
I feel like I would just pull over and be like, what are you, stupid? Like, I don't even care that you're naked. This is just dumb.
Can't believe that joke fell flat. Damn it.
Yeah, I've had a couple. In other news, we go to Florida where the local convenience stores need to step up their game. A man walked into his local 7-Eleven store and made his way for the bathroom. Surveillance cameras caught the moment that he exited the bathroom and confronted the clerk about the lack of toilet paper in the bathroom. Side note, keep on that.
Yes.
The number of times that I've been in a bathroom and then all of a sudden
Either I had to quick stop it or I had to do the pinch and walk because y'all didn't keep the doggone toilet paper in the bathrooms. Anyway, the confrontation escalated to the point that the man pulled the wad of chewing tobacco that he had out of his mouth and tossed it at the woman. Not okay.
Chewing tobacco and dip are different.
Yes.
When you have chewing tobacco in your mouth, that's chaw.
Yeah, that's the wad.
It's not just a little, you know, skull bandit or, you know, you're not in your lip.
Little patch or something.
You're in a pouch, man.
He was later tracked down by authorities and arrested for misdemeanor battery.
That is disgusting.
That is. That's horribly disgusting.
It is, but it's funny. I mean, damn,
that is
bro.
Gross as hell, but yeah.
It's like, and I don't know if she kept it there for evidence, but they did have to detail in the story that, that when officers got there, they still found remnants of chewing tobacco and spit on her face.
God, man.
Like, damn,
that's
dude.
That's the thing. He didn't spit it at her. He pulled it out of his mouth.
Right, and then hugged
and
it.
Then hit her with it. Damn, man.
My two cents, just because one, he went into this bathroom and then had this out, I don't think she got a word in. I think he came out,
oh yeah,
screamed at her, and then threw this at her.
And that's all she can think is, he is a dirty butt right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you didn't wipe your ass. That much we know.
So she could have gotten hit with something worse.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
To Iowa, where someone had a bad night. Officers got a call about a truck slowly driving eastbound in the westbound lanes of a local highway. Side note, not allowed to do that. Witness statements say that they saw the driver seemingly unconscious in the driver's seat, moving in the wrong direction at a slow enough speed that they were able to get out of their own vehicles and attempt to intervene. They were eventually able to get in through the back window and bring the car to a stop, where the officers eventually made it onto the scene. They took the driver to the hospital for a medical evaluation after she was unable to move under her own power. They took a blood sample after obtaining a warrant will determine her state of intoxication, with charges soon to follow. But our driver knows this process all too well because she's the chief judge of the state's second district.
Oh,
damn.
Jesus.
Could you imagine being passed out behind the wheel of a
moving vehicle?
Right. And it was just sitting there in the median. She was going slow enough that they tried to open up the front door. Like,
right.
I think she was just coasting. I think she was just idling at this point.
Well, how fast do you drive when you're asleep?
Yeah. No
well, typically when you start your car, your newer cars will lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
damn.
And you gotta know.
Gotta know what?
Like, you know how drunk you're getting.
Well, she didn't.
Like, I wasn't driving a car, but last Saturday, right? Like, I sat on my couch with my buddy, watching football, ripping beers, watching Game 7. In my head, I was like, oh, Jesus, I'm getting a little...
Yeah,
eventually I kind of dozed off on the couch.
Right.
So, like, I could, you know what I mean? Like, sorry, that's just dumb.
You're a judge. You know better than anybody. Just stay put.
Uh-huh.
Don't go anywhere.
And nowadays with Uber, I don't care, it costs you $150. Take the damn Uber.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Especially when you're an elected official.
Right.
You're out of a job now.
Yeah.
And forget the cost it's going to cost you, right? Can you imagine how bad you're going to feel if you seriously hurt somebody or killed them?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because you're drinking and driving.
Mm-hmm.
And sleeping.
Yeah. To the point where you're passed out behind the wheel.
Damn.
Not even, oh, I didn't see him. You were passed out.
Right.
Your body shut down. When living in Australia, you've got to be on constant alert. Authorities were called on reports of an unwanted house guest, a snake that happens to fall on the list of among the world's most venomous snakes. A video was taken of the reptile as it meandered around the laundry basket and surrounding area that it was in.
Mm-mm.
With the one take of the video surprisingly calm.
What's up with snakes and baskets? I mean, cobras come out of baskets. Why do they like a wicker basket?
I think
so
because
much?
It's a good
warm,
confined
secure.
Area
okay.
with rounded edges, so it can, you know, there's no real corner for it. It can just always have a way.
Because they're evil.
Baskets are evil?
Snakes.
Just in case it stirs the bad taste in Ted's mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go down to California where they got a brand new official. A local deputy was able to step in and save a miniature horse that was about to be sent to slaughter.
Why do you slaughter a miniature horse, man?
Because you can.
Dinner. There's also a reason why Mexican bologna is not allowed in this country.
Okay.
And that's where it was headed. It was down to Mexico.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't be shocked if that was in there. She said that she found the horse in terrible condition, seemed to have mange, it was withdrawn because it's a feeder horse, and malnourished. She took the horse back to her home farm, where she connected the animal with a blind donkey that she had also
Jesus
saved.
Christ.
This sounds like my wife. Or Miles.
Mm-hmm. Give me the broken one. This blind donkey doesn't know how to bray.
A mangy miniature horse on a blind donkey. Do you want to come over?
Yeah.
I do not.
Yeah. Who was it that actually said that? Was it Kelsey Grammer? I like my women broken.
Oh, did he?
Yes. It's like now, on the back of his book.
Now, a year and a half later, the miniature horse not only has made a full recovery and is thriving, But they've also sworn the horse, lovingly named Cookie, in as a sheriff's office community ambassador.
Meanwhile,
oh,
the
now
boy
he's a cop? Yeah.
Jesus. It's a rag to riches story.
Free. Bedroom sports, a whole slate of sports
going
on this weekend.
Again, who slaughters miniature horses?
God, they're miniature, for heaven's sake.
He gave me a traffic ticket. I don't even feel bad.
I'm not pulling over if there's a cop on a miniature horse. Like, sorry. Like, you have to chase me down with that stupid horse.
A whole slate of sports going on this weekend. You got college football, NBA basketball. College basketball's back on tonight. You got hockey and pro football. The Kraken are in San Jose tomorrow, taking on the Sharks. And in Dallas on Sunday, taking on the Stars. Both those games are going to be on at 4 p.m. on Kong. The Sounders are playing Minnesota in the first round on Apple TV tomorrow at 1. And the Seahawks are hosting the Cardinals on Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock over on CBS. As far as your weather, should be a decent weekend, but with plenty of clouds all weekend long. Temperatures are raising from the high 50s to the mid 40s. That'll be it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Yes, I appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. The lovely Jolene's coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for at least the sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.